The new Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
It's 8:35 on the morning show. We welcome Amsterdam Police Detective Sergeant Owen L. Foos. Good morning, Sergeant.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good. Well, you have a story. We have a story in the news today involving a home invasion in Amsterdam. Quite a tale. Apparently, according to what I see you quoted as saying, you believe the suspects got the wrong house.
Yeah, we believe that this is. We believe this is not a random attack on a residence. We believe that the people that did this had a motive to doing it, and they basically got the wrong address.
What were the particulars? This happened Wednesday night, Brookside Avenue in Amsterdam?
Right, up near the top of Brookside in the Rockton area. Three men broke through a window, guy entering into a basement, went upstairs, knocked the resident to the floor and bound him with duct tape, and demanded drugs from him, and then searched in his apartment and took valuables from him.
Mm-hmm. And eventually he was able, or they searched the place, but obviously found no drugs, but they did take some items, you believe?
Yeah, they took some of his valuables, and I'm not really talking a lot about them, Bob, because we're hoping we could trace some of them back. So we're not going to let everybody know about what exactly was taken from him, but they did take some of his valuables from him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was slightly injured, but he did very well, by the way. He got himself undone. It took him about 5 minutes, got police. We've talked to him several times since then. I think he's going to be an outstanding witness. And we also have a couple of good leads we're following up on as we speak now. So we're hoping for the best.
Mm-hmm. But right now there are three suspects that are being sought.
Exactly. And also asking anyone in that area that may be driving through that time and from 11 to, say, 12, anyone parked, anyone suspicious, anyone might have been going up and down a street or turn around in driveways. If they saw that vehicle or these three suspects, please give us a call. We can use all the help we can get on this.
Do you have any descriptions? Like, I heard a description somewhat of the suspects, but what about the vehicle? Anything of that or no?
No, we don't have a lot on the vehicle yet, but we're hoping for a little help. We talked to one resident last night up in that area when the uniforms did a door-to-door that we think we may have an idea what it was like, but we're not sure. But that's why we're asking for some help on that.
Mm-hmm. What about the suspects? Do you have any description of them or information?
Two of them were 6 foot, and one was short, 5'5". They had broken English and a Hispanic accents, but they had mask, gloves, and dark hooded jackets on. So it was pretty tough for our victim to identify them.
Okay. All right. Well, I do appreciate that. And unless you have more to say about the home invasion? Or?
Oh, that's about it. We're asking for people for help. We do have some leads. We don't want people to panic because we don't believe there's like random attacks on people's residents. We believe they had the wrong residents that they were going to. But anything we can do, anything that people have that may help us, we always could use the help.
Okay. Something completely different. Don't mean to catch you off base, but it has to do with snow. I was talking with my friend Richard in downtown Schenectady. And down in Schenectady, the folks are, they're getting a lot of tickets. You folks give out, the Amsterdam Police give out tickets for park? I mean, and I guess in Schenectady, there's $75 tickets if you block snow plows.
Well, to answer your question, Bob, one, yes, the Amsterdam Police Department does issue parking tickets. But we'd like to think here in the Amsterdam Police Department, we're reasonable about it. We have parking regulations in the city that must be adhered to, especially during snow times, because the DPW trucks can't get through the streets if the parking regulation's not adhered to. So do we issue tickets? Yes, we do. Are we reasonable about it? Yes, we are. However, if you're on the wrong side and you're hindering the flow of traffic and you're in violation, you'll probably get a ticket, and the tickets here are not $75. I think they're $20.
Really? Oh, 20, yeah. Like $20.
I think they're 20. Yeah, I think they're 20 or 40. I think 20.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, it's just the best thing to do is just adhere to the parking regulations, and the simple fact that the parking regulation exists is for the benefit of everybody. You can't get fire trucks, ambulances, and afloat school buses and things like that, and DPW trucks down the streets unless the streets are wide enough for them to go down them. So it's very important that people do adhere to the regulation.
Well, Sergeant Foos, I really appreciate your joining us this morning. And unless you had something else you wanted to bring up, I thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Have a good day.
You too.